Hello and welcome to 2024, first episode of the year, in a very special date. Today it's the 11th of January and it's also new moon in Capricorn. So I'm really happy to be here. All of last year, I thought that I was a Leo rising. One of my friends, even though it seems like I do, I have no fucking clue what's going on with kind of like how the moon and the star signs align. Okay, I don't really know how to read my chart. I don't really know how to understand what's going on. I would love to, and I truly respect it, but I don't understand. I'm not fluent in that language. So without knowing, I decided to record today, and then I started seeing online that today is a very special day because it's kind of like a magic number, angel number 111. So that's kind of special. Anyway, for the longest time, for all of last year, I thought I was a Leo rising because one of my friends who does astrology, she gave me my chart and she gave me my chart on Leo rising, moon and Capricorn. So that did make a lot of sense to me. It made so much sense. Especially about the Leo thing. I started doing things and I would say things and I would, you know, dress a certain way. And I was like, oh, I'm so Leo. I'm like, so Leo. And people would tell me like, oh, you're such a Leo in this sense. And like, oh, like you're so Cancer in this, you know, whatever. And then recently, not even three weeks ago, at the beginning of the year, me and my friend were in my house and we asked my parents. I was like, do you know the exact time, just to like double check and make sure, do you know the exact time that I was born? And so both of them said different things and we tried with both of those times that they said, and we had on the screen that I was a double Capricorn, which was heartbreaking to me. It was absolutely emotionally shattering. I was really sad finding out that I'm in fact a double Capricorn. Moon in Capricorn, rising Capricorn, and tonight it's new moon in Capricorn. So it's going to be really interesting, maybe. I don't know. For some reason, during the whole day, I have had some sort of headache. So I do feel like sometimes physically in full moon, I do feel emotions more intense, I guess. Well, I don't guess. I know. More intense. But new moon, I've never noticed. But from today, from what I've been reading today, it's our first new moon of the year. It's in Capricorn. And it's in a day where there's an angel number. So that's kind of wholesome, to be honest, even if you don't believe in it.
Well, just for the fun and giggles, sit down, write a little letter to yourself, do a little ritual, and enjoy the beginning of the year. I have been greeting everybody for the past 10 days, just like singing Happy New Year. And it's not a specific generic song. It's just like singing like Happy 2024 and things like that. You know what I mean? So I still feel, and I'm like really excited about it still feeling like it's the new year, like it's fresh. To me, it feels that way. And reading online about this new moon and, you know, like this date and everything, it kind of talks about how it is a great time to sit down, set some goals, set some intentions, kind of like come up with realizations and insights and reflections from what we want to leave behind in the past year versus the new year. So I would encourage you to do something of that nature if you were feeling like you needed a little bit of space with yourself, a little meeting, a little catch up, a little check in with yourself. I am definitely doing it tonight. And once again, I'm really happy to be here. So the thing is that the last full moon of the year in 2023 was the Cancer full moon. And I didn't really know about it until maybe after it happened.
I can say it was really, really interesting because it was not even like a placebo effect or anything like that. I'm not on TikTok, so I never get like the heads up of like, oh, like full moon in Cancer is coming. This is what you're going to feel like, you know, Cancer suns are going to be feeling this way. I'm a Cancer sun, so I had no heads up whatsoever. So right after Christmas, I started feeling really sick and I was feeling very emotionally and mentally low. It was a very, very challenging time for me. And it's kind of a big deal to say that because overall 2023 was a very emotionally challenging year. I think it's been the most challenging year ever. I think I experienced a lot of movement externally and internally. I think my external world, or I will say my internal world, kind of mimicked what was happening on the external world, and they kind of both were feeding into each other. There was a lot of change, a lot of releasing, a lot of connecting on the other side. It was kind of a really interesting year to see all the different facades and all the different sides of that the human experience and feelings can bring when, yeah, like in their pure form, I think. But it was just kind of random that I started feeling very, very low out of nowhere after actually having really great past few weeks. So it happened out of nowhere and I was just kind of like really shocked and I was like, what's going on? And then I talked to one of my friends and she's like, oh yeah, it's like the full moon in Cancer. I saw it on TikTok and I was actually wondering how you were gonna do, you know? And I was like, why did you not tell me? Like, not that it would have made a difference, maybe, I don't know, but it kind of made a little bit of sense to me. At least I found some peace in that. And so I felt, I think it was like the final big push of emotional crisis that allowed me to crack open what I truly wanted to let go and leave in 2023. You know, I think it was truly kind of like the last moment of raw vulnerability that truly allowed me to see and feel and really intensely, but also just like acknowledge what I wanted to leave in that year and what had been hurting me and what I just wanted to leave at peace there. So it was an amazing time to sit down and reflect and write some stuff and realize lots of things. And it was great. It was a truly great time. So I don't know if I should acknowledge that and say that it was probably the full moon. Maybe it was the nature of the end of the year. Maybe it was the fact that I spent Christmas for the first time with family in 4 years. I don't really know what it was, but it was really interesting. So that's why I was extremely nervous about this new moon in Capricorn, because now that I found out that I'm a double Capricorn, I was like, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? If the full moon in Cancer was really intense, like right after the next one, it's like in Capricorn, what's going to happen? But anyway, so far, so good. All of this to say that I'm really happy that I'm here. I'm really happy that you're here. And I think that I started the year with, just kind of like really open. Yeah, open in general. And it took me a little bit longer to sit down with myself and write down things that I wanted and things that like a little journaling writing session. But it was quite, yeah, it was, I think it was by itself a great beginning of the year. I think today, if you haven't done it yet, I think it's a great moment to have like, yeah, to kind of like ritualize a little practice of self-reflection and come up with some ideas that you have for your present self in 2024. I think that some years are years for recovering and resting and simply surviving and doing what the best we can do to stay healthy and to stay alive. And some other times, other years are for bringing things to life and movement and manifesting and doing all these things that we get talked about on social media every single day by those
entrepreneurial gurus that wake up at 5 a.m, you know? That used to be me, so I'm not going to judge any further. But I think that the new year comes with pressure, with some sort of pressure, you know, of like feeling like maybe we must do things differently in a certain way, or that we should probably be feeling like we're already ahead of things, or that we're already back on track, or, you know, whatever. So I just want to invite you and utilize this space to remind you that we all have different, we all had different 2023s. And if last year for you was really tough, and this year all you can think of is just resting and wanting to get healthier and fix your sleeping schedule and eat well, and that's what your goals are going to look like, then absolutely go for it. I think it's, when that happens, I think it's quite stressful thinking that you probably should do more, or that that's not enough. I find there's a lot of beauty in the essentials, in essentialism. And so, in kind of like prioritizing the basic needs on what we need to stay alive. So that could be your case, or if this is a year for you where you want to create things and do things and manifest and bring to life visions, desires, ideas, I think, yeah, it's also so valid to want that and acknowledge it and write it down and stick to a plan and create a system that works for you and supports those dreams and goals and things that you want to manifest. So whatever your case is, welcome to 2024, and I hope you're at peace with how you're starting the year, with how you've been living it so far. I had a really special evening a few days ago where I made a little ritual of releasing what's going to be left behind in 2023 and what's going to come in 2024. In December, a few weeks ago, around 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had the first in-person journaling workshops in Mexico, in Guadalajara. We had 2 groups and it was incredible. It was such a beautiful time. And if anything, I just keep coming back to the same knowledge, same principle, same epiphany. And that is that even though we have very different lives, even though we have different life paths and different stories, at the end of the day, we do come from very similar places internally. Like at the end of the day, we feel the same things and we want in principle the same things. And it's just really beautiful and special when I see people coming from like different places and different backgrounds, and they share about how the year's been or what they want to bring to life in this new year. And it's truly special because I just see similarities. And of course, you know, there's differences and there's what makes each person unique and everything. But I just find it so pure and so special seeing people who are quote unquote different, or who, you know, have never met each other, and they're in a single space connecting and talking about the same thing and doing the same thing. And I think that's really special. So those journaling sessions really inspired me to do my own in my very own private space, and to kind of like take it as a little ritual and bring to my field of awareness what I wanted to be gone by 2024. And it was not something that I was just like, oh, I want this to be gone. It was truly a check-in, a pretty objective reality check-in where I was like, okay, what do I want gone out of my life? You know, habits, people, moments, memories, whatever. And then asking myself, what am I giving energy to currently? Kind of like, and when we notice, in my case, I saw that I was still giving energy to things that I wanted gone this year, truly helped me to see that sometimes we act incoherent, you know, that sometimes we forget about the magic of coherence in what we think, what we want, and what we do, what we nurture in our present, in our
physical reality as well as in our intellectual reality and our emotional reality. I think it's a gift when we allow ourselves to see where our resources, where our energy is going to, and if that's feeding what we want and what we want to manifest or bring to life or see in our present reality versus what we want gone, you know? And sometimes that incoherence just brings us to, takes us places where we might not want to be, and we keep creating the same results, the same environments, the same people, the same conversations, the same outcomes. So I think that it's, yeah, if you have the opportunity to do so tonight, please, yeah, have a little session with yourself and ask yourself, where is your energy going? What are you nurturing? What do you want to let go of? What do you want to nurture? You know, it's kind of like that classic journaling exercise where you have two columns and it says like more of, less of. And I think that the more specific and the more we dive into what we have in the paper, the more insight that we get and the more chances we have of changing that, I feel, as the more specific we are. I feel that if we manifest or if we write down a feeling that we want to feel throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, the year, and we are specific about what brings us to that feeling, when do we feel those things, how, etc., I feel that in that moment is when we realize how often we can recreate that experience, and if it's a negative one, how we can get rid of those actions or those thought patterns. I think I've become so aware of the things that I don't want to bring with me this 2024 that were very particular from last year, that I made a commitment with myself and I was like, I do want to be coherent this year. I think 2023, I was able to see the beauty of coherence and how coherence looks like and feels like. It's alignment of your being, of who you are, with what you think, what you do, what you think, what you feel, you know, and in there it applies the principle of like fake it till you make it. If there's things that you know that you are not yet, but you want to kind of like strive for that and you want to get closer to that, you kind of like start embodying that essence and that attitude and those actions, and you get specific about what you truly want to do or what you need to do in order to get there. So if we are to sit down and write down either goals for this year, if we want movement, or if we just want to acknowledge how far we've come and everything that we went through in 2023, if we can ask ourselves if we are being coherent in those actions, with those goals, with what we're doing right now, and with what we want, if that's actually nurturing the seeds that we want to at some point see grow, it's a great guide, I think, and will save us so much time. And I think we'll also elevate the quality of our relationships around us and the time with ourselves and the experiences. Because I feel that when we are coherent and when we're somewhat aligned with our beings, with our values, with our environments, with our thoughts, our feelings, you know, with everything, I don't think we can be fully balanced all the time, or if we can even be fully balanced at some point. But I do think that we can have some coherence and some enlightenment, and to an extent we can strive for that balance.
So I think that tonight we can use the excuse of the angel numbers, of the date, of the new moon, of the new year, to sit down and have a little meeting with ourselves and see where we are directing our energy and where we should redirect our energy if needed, to see where we need to cut some strings, to see where we need to cut energetic ties. And I promise that the moment when we become aware and we are conscious of the places where we are investing our energy, our well-being, our time, and everything around those lines, that's when we actually have the choice and when we can ask ourselves if we do want to keep nurturing that and if we do want to seed those actions, those thoughts, those rituals, those relationships, those conversations. So I actually really enjoyed what I read online about tonight's full moon and about its power in the date and, of course, in the face of the moon where it's at right now, its power to bring things to life, to materialize what we truly want. And I think we should utilize the space to do so. We can try communicating with our highest selves. We can try communicating with God, with the universe, with nature, with whatever it is that you believe in, and ask for some guidance. I think it's truly liberating when we ask for some guidance, when we write down our intentions and when we know what we want, what we don't, what we want to let go of, what we want more of, even if it's not fully specific, and even if it's not for the whole year, even if it's not within the ideal five-year plan. By the way, there's no ideal five-year plan, but you know, even if it's not within that range that sometimes intimidates, thinking of setting goals for the whole year or setting intentions for the next 5-10 years, you know, having our present needs, emotional needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, relationship needs written down, and asking for some guidance, asking for signals, for a path to be shown to you. I think that's truly liberating, whatever it is that you believe in. Having that connection and that direct communication with a higher source of power, it's thinking of that always brings me a lot of peace. And I know it does so as well to other people. So I will leave you with that. Thank you so much for connecting today. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and happy new year, happy 2024. I hope that this year allows you to expand and create and connect and love and be loved and have light in your life. Thank you so much. You can get in touch at Amora Podcast or at Bimbarella. We will soon announce more online journaling workshops. We will start aligning. I want to learn more about the moon and its phases and its effects on us. And I do want to at some point come up with some journaling session that aligns with the moon, its phases, and even potentially our own natural cycles. So keep an eye on that. I don't know when that's going to happen, but do get in touch, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Happy 2024.